I want to make a few comments on December 7th Holy Ghost meeting entitled Subdued Praise. First thing I want to say is I didn't go into great detail about it, but there's basically two issues that suppress or that subdue our praise. One is oppression, being oppressed from without. And the other one is being depressed. We're depressed from within, which is a conflict of soul and spirit. That's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about, because the oppression, first of all, the oppression that we all feel living in a fallen culture and a world that's gone crazy and is antichrist, against the anointed of the Lord, that we live in that every day. And really the only way to keep sane and to keep our power as Christians is to stay within our own integrity and stay within our own anointing that was given to us when we were born again and filled with the Spirit. If, you know, that, and one of the indicators that you can look at in your own personal life, whether or not you're truly born from above and whether or not you've really been filled with the Holy Spirit, is the level and the measure of praise that comes from within your own soul about Jesus and your love for him and your love for his kingdom, his rule over your life and the rule of God over his church and the rule of the kingdom, the rule of heaven that you see actually actuating in the earth. That releases a praise that within itself is power and has the power to keep you above the world and worldliness and keep you sane and keep you in righteousness, peace, and joy. That's one of the indicators of really knowing that you're filled with the Spirit and maintaining it. A lot of people have been filled with the Spirit, but they don't maintain it. They end up falling back into worldliness. And that's what Jesus' message to the Ephesian church was in Revelation, is that they lost their first love. They'd removed themselves from their first love, which is their love for Jesus, which is the source of their power. And so the other one, and this leads into, you know, the subdued praise comes from depression from within. When we begin compromising in our walk, our soul takes a hit. We really don't understand the depth and width and breadth of how our soul works. But when you're in compromise of faith, when you're compromising what you really believe and what's right and true, even apart from being filled with the Spirit, you can be a sinner and still understand and have a moral base that everybody does, because we're all a creation of God. He's put the knowledge of himself in every man's heart, Romans says. So you can have a base of morality, even not being filled with the Spirit. But when you start compromising what you know is right, your soul takes a hit. And, you know, as you walk in compromise through your life, your soul becomes darker and darker. And the Spirit of God is always there to try and bring you back to the things that are righteous, the things that are good, holy, just. You know, the Spirit of God is always there trying to bring us back to our moral base, what's right, the kind of the God chip in our soul. He's always trying to bring us back. And when our soul is in conflict with the leading of the Spirit, it produces depression. We get depressed. So we drink, we take drugs, we, you know, have, you know, whether it's sex or criminal behavior, whatever, our soul is discontented and it creates different things in different people. But it's the conflict of soul and spirit that brings depression. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. It may sound too simple, but that's it. And so when you're depressed, when, you know, your lack of praise, which is your power, I want to bring you back to that. Praise is power, not a thought up, well orchestrated, methodical time of praise. That the Lord's not moved with that. Praise that comes from within your soul and within, it's an inspirational, involuntary, it's an activity of the soul and the spirit that involuntarily is always there praising the Lord and thanking the Lord and being grateful for the things that you have and kind of recognizing Him throughout your day. That all comes from a healthy soul that receives the influence of God's Spirit on a daily basis. When your soul is dark and you've rejected the influence of the Spirit, trying to bring you back to your moral base, bring you back to your God chip in your soul, when you continually ignore that and walk in darkness, then what happens is you will lose your praise. You will lose your involuntary praise. And praise will become subdued and stifled. And you'll sit in a meeting. You may sing along. You may hear the words of testimony, but you're not connected. It doesn't move you. You're not broken. It doesn't put you back into that love relationship that maybe you once had or that you should have. So subdued praise is crucial for you to understand if you're going to have any kind of inward power to overcome the things of this world and to keep a right spirit and to keep your power to overcome in this world of darkness that is around us all the time, every day, everywhere we go, every place. What keeps us above all of this is praise, is our soul being healthy and our soul receiving from the influence of God's Holy Spirit.